the snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, November 9th, 2018, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a while to just dystopic ride it is, to be sure. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. Yesterday was an interesting broadcast. There's a lot that we could talk about. For example, let's just look at some stuff. If you go to the republicbroadcasting.org website, there are some interesting headlines, interesting stories, just from yesterday, several stories. What is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 stories. A closer look at unwinding the Middle East puzzle. What does that have to do with you or I? What do we care? We're not there. That's not our thing. So why are we concerned? It's just an example of kind of where we're at. Anyway, moving on. I'll just go through the headlines. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, RBG, hospitalized after suffering injury and fall. Not particularly germane to the subject. Edward Snowden, Saudi, used Israel spyware to target Khashoggi. He would know. He was there, right? And again, I mean, the intrigue and just what's going on. I mean, it's something out of a spy thriller, cross, double cross, triple cross. And this is a perfect example of my point about, in the old days, even the bad guys were good. Today, even the good guys are bad. Who doesn't have, blood on their hands, so to speak, in that whole narrative from Khashoggi, who was essentially Al-Qaeda, journalist at Washington Post, corrupt, Edward Snowden, questionable, Israeli spyware, Saudi, everybody's dirty, basically, in the story. So that's a good example. Next, also from Blacklisted News, idiocracy is real. Multiple lawmakers reelected despite facing corruption and criminal charges. But that's not new. Again, it was Washington Post headline, wasn't it? Back in the 90s, the stories, for example, it was interesting. There was a male prostitute ring that had folks in the Oval Office and prostitution ring being run out of a Washington, D.C. basement apartment of a congressman. That's interesting. With mainstream news, BB or British documentary filmmakers came over in the early 90s. Something going on at Boys Town, something strange. We're here to document it. And before they knew it, they were in Washington, D.C. How did that happen? Made a documentary about it that never aired. Scrubbed a couple of weeks before airtime. Not a new story. It just, it gets worse. And recently we've had, there's the Anthony Bourdain, Kate Spade, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, folks that just seem to meet with untimely demises, particularly after being critical of, subjects like human trafficking, child trafficking, things like that. it's disgusting. And suddenly someone, you know, passes quietly in the night or decides to, you know, take their own life through suspect means like autoerotic asphyxiation. Anyway, next story, blacklisted news. NPR posits Nazis are recruiting all of our children in online games with very little evidence. I think a bigger story is the one that was run, what was that, last week, about the children's games that are being engineered to have the ads. And it was bad enough when there were ads in the cartoons. I mean, there still are, but you know, when we first got the ads in the cartoons that targeted kids, and next thing you know, holy cow, you know, I want this, I want that. Now the ads in the games obviously are able to target kids in a much more sophisticated and diabolical way. But then when the ad pops up and the child clicks away from the ad, then in some of the games, you know, one of the game players makes a sad face or something. Oh, that's too bad. You don't want what's in the ad. That's not social engineering at all. Continuing, Chuck Baldwin article, modern elections are depressing. Indeed. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, this story, 13 dead after mass shooting at Southern California bar, which is, you know, very, I mean, it's really tragic and unfortunate what's happening. If you believe, as I do, that none of these kinds of events, especially when they're highly televised, none of these events are organic or authentic or are, you know, just a spontaneous uprising, as they refer to color revolution events. No, it was a spontaneous uprising. There is no such thing. Not anymore. If ever there was. Machiavelli, the prince. Chapter 20, right? Some consider that a wise prince ought with craft to foment his own adversary so that, you know, at the opportune moment, he can put that enemy down and then his fame rises higher. That's usually the new prince, right? Now, the Bible talks about princes in an interesting context, by the way. Anyway, so who is this prince that Machiavelli is referring to? That's interesting. But the wise prince will ought with craft to foment his own opposition. Who does that? And now, you know, so the agencies, Intel, CIA in particular, is masterful at doing that. We played the clip of Webb Tarpley reminding us that Sir Frank Kitson wrote the book on it. That's one aspect of it. Anyway, now we have this Gladio-styled strategy of tension model of creating synthetic terror events. And again, Trevor Aronson wrote the book, The FBI, The Terror Factory, you know, and said at his TED Talk in 2015, the FBI is better at creating terrorists than they are at catching them. In other words, they catch the guys that they create. Remember Project Salaam, inventing terrorists, the lawfare of preemptive prosecution, did a study. I think it was based on Trevor Aronson's work, if I recall correctly, or based on the same information anyway. And they concluded that overall, you know, looking at the DOJ prosecutions, the so-called terrorism prosecutions, in the post 9/11 terror prosecutions, overall, 94.2% of all the terrorism-related convictions on the DOJ list have been either preemptive prosecution cases or cases that involved elements of preemptive prosecution. In other words, the person didn't do anything. They didn't actually do anything, first of all. There was no actual crime committed. If it was anything, it was a thought crime. And when you start, you know, we caught them before they had a chance to blow something up. All right, well, let's look closer. That's almost 95%. That's almost 9.5 out of 10 cases. 95 out of 100 times. 94.2, literally, out of 100 times. They didn't actually do something, first of all. It's preemptive. And second of all, when you start to dig in and look at the facts, there was, in, you know, 9.5 out of 10 cases, there was usually an informant somewhere lingering around, encouraging some mentally challenged, economically desperate person, as Trevor Aronson points out, to do something they wouldn't otherwise have the means or motive to do. Or opportunity, for that matter. So enter the FBI, and suddenly this hapless, often mentally challenged, often and or economically desperate person receives means, motive, and opportunity. That's not a problem. You know, I ask rhetorically. And this is why Trevor Aronson said in his TED talk, you know, just understanding, and he says, you know, you can look back over in the post 9/11 years and see probably a handful of examples of cases where, you know, something really did happen, like the Boston bombing. And, you know, Trevor Aronson's been busy, so I don't fault him for not knowing, apparently, but he needs to research who Graham Fuller is. You know, Guillermo Jimenez's article, Traces of Reality, is his site back up? No, gosh, that's terrible. So the article was titled "The Tsarnaevs and the CIA: Who is Graham Fuller?" Mad Cow, which I wouldn't recommend per se, Boston Bomber's uncle, married daughter of top CIA official. That's, you know, that's black speaking to black, basically. James Corbett's piece on the subject is a sort of I don't know, confluence, a middle ground. Anyway, James Corbett's piece, "Who is Graham Fuller?" The Corbett Report. So the point is that none of these things are ever real. Trevor Aronson says the FBI is responsible for more terrorism plots in the United States than any other organization, more than Al-Qaeda, more than Al-Shabaab, more than the Islamic State, more than all of them combined. The FBI is responsible for more terrorism plots. And we look back over the years, you know, we could get into who is responsible, what parties, what players were involved, and all of that. He also said, "I've spent years pouring through the case files of terrorism prosecution in the United States, and I've come to the conclusion that the FBI is much better at creating terrorists than it is at catching them." But what's important? I mean, we could finger point, maybe even pin some folks and some organizations down, but what matters? We'll talk about that when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Welcome back. So, you know, what matters? What does it matter? I mean, you know, we can tell these stories all we want, and basically, it's kind of like you know, it's CSI, it's crime scene investigation after the fact, as the the epidemic of arson grows in Gotham, you know, in Metropolis. We're reporting on the epidemic of arson after the fact, and maybe doing a little CSI, a little crime scene investigation, but what matters? How does it change? How does it improve? And the tie-in here to yesterday's broadcast, where basically over the course of both hours, I mentioned, and I put some stuff in the archives, a lot of the stuff that I mentioned, links and the videos in one of those, you know, custom playlists, if for those who are interested. Four videos, Babylon USA, official full film, New World Order Bible versions, both from Framing the World YouTube channel, TrueStream Media's video, These 100 Secret Societies Prove Who Really Rules America, and listener sent video, America's Secret Destiny, Ralph Epperson narrating. And So those are in there, along with several other links. But the point was, as the description mentions of yesterday's broadcast, there's a battle being waged. It's all around us and has been going on for millennia, but we can't see it with our physical eyes. So is it real? How can we know for sure? Seems to be a battle. Seems to be spiritual in nature. It's really difficult to understand and explain it in any other terms. And I'll get into the rest of the discussion, I guess, or the counterpart to that. So how does it change? How does it improve? What do we do? And in simple terms, the answer is virtue, morality, and religion. As I've been mentioning for many months now, sentiment the founders echoed, virtue, morality, and religion. And I've talked about the numerous voices who had words along those lines, virtue, morality, and religion. You know, Patrick Henry, most notably, Benjamin Franklin, most notably, some would say ironically, John Adams, Samuel Adams, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, on and on and on the list goes. But I would maybe make a slight adjustment. Virtue, morality, and religion, yes, or more appropriately, religion, morality, and virtue. In the first place, that I always start when I discuss religion, we must define terms. I like the way James defined terms in James 1:26 and 7. And so when I am speaking of religion, that's what I mean. So just to, for posterity's sake, I don't have a King James in front of me, but James 1:26 and 27. This is the King James, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless, orphans, and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted or unstained from the world. That's pretty... I think that's a pretty incontestable definition, personally. Who can find fault with that? Visiting orphans and widows is a bad idea. And then when you really start to realize at some point that we're all orphans and widows, orphaned from our Heavenly Father, widowed from the bride, so to speak, or from the bridegroom, I should say, then, you know, it starts to take on a little different context. Anyway, religion, morality, and virtue. And why? Well, I'll explain on the other side of the break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
The cult of personality.
Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, November 9th, 2018. And so without religion, morality, and virtue, because religion, virtue is essentially predicated on morality, is essentially predicated on religion. What do you mean? I mean, this is not really a controversial subject. If we're to believe the sort of humanist manifesto, the credo that is enveloping and subsuming Western culture and society at large around the world, then why do these things? Why, you know, the sociopath has no virtue or morality beyond the recognition of social convention. In other words, I need to, you know, I don't want to murder people. You know, if you're a sociopath, you don't want to murder people because, you know, that would be socially awkward. You don't want to go around doing those kinds of things. Not because you have any qualms of conscience, but because it would be socially awkward. You know, it would create some awkward circumstances. So better to, you know, live among folks sort of peaceably so you can get by a little bit better. But, you know, you start to think of basically a vampire living among, you know, kind of on a hamburger farm, so to speak, or a steak farm. And so the point is, if virtue is essentially predicated on morality, is essentially predicated on religion, in other words, without that, one really has no qualms of conscience to bridle one's behavior. There is no morality. There is no ethics. So why not just go live like hell, so to speak, every day? Get all you can all you get, and live like hell, as they say. Why not? And it's interesting that in Romans chapter 1, the Bible tells us that, and this is not an isolated passage, the Bible tells us right in the beginning of Romans, and some have suggested that Romans is like a mini Bible, but from verse 18 in the King James, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, an absence of virtue, morality, and religion," or we could just say virtue and morality, would constitute that condition, right? Ungodliness and unrighteousness. "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." Uh-oh, that's not good. There's a character that does that. Don't be like that character. "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them." Wow. "For God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen." How is something that's invisible clearly seen? You ever see the wind? "Being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." And I've tried to illustrate this. You know, the miracle of an apple tree, for example, the manifold blessing that it gives. Shade, food, air, converting carbon dioxide to oxygen, you know, food year after year, a shelter, you know, a home for the birds, for example, maybe kindling for fire, all kinds of things, a manifold blessing year after year. It's amazing the things that God creates are able to do that all around us. You know, the grass grows year after year. The sun rises day after day. Seemingly effortlessly, in spite of the curse, so to speak. And what can man do to even approach that kind of awesomeness? So, "The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." I mean, you just start thinking about it. You start thinking in sort of hedonistic terms. If if these things are not true and we're not all inbuilt with this sort of conscience that, that guides us and directs us, where does that come from? If that's not the case, then, you know, all of this humanist manifesto credo makes sense. Why not marry a tree? Why not, you know, who's to say that these other things that we think are morally and socially reprehensible are wrong then? I won't even start listing them, you know. Who's to say they're wrong then? But we know they are. So that's where religion, which begets morality, which begets virtue, comes from. It's inbuilt in all of us. And yesterday I talked about the spiritual battle. There's a battle being waged. It's all around us, and it has been ongoing for millennia. Those kingdoms that seem to have gone away, but have they? The impetus behind it, Mystery Babylon, still at work. But we can't see it with our physical eyes, so is it real? You know, most of us, we don't really see it. Is it real? How can we know for sure? Oh, it's real. And I kind of closed out yesterday's broadcast mentioning if you are a person of the faith, so to speak, you know, if you have the Holy Spirit. And, you know, as I said yesterday, if you don't, that begins perhaps at Romans 10, 9 and 10 and 1 Corinthians 2, 10 through 16. But if you have the Holy Spirit, if you're a person of faith, so or if, you know, if you have the Holy Spirit, faith is one thing. Hebrews chapter 11 is the hall of faith. But if you have the Holy Spirit, then you've had moments undoubtedly when the Spirit urges you in one thing or direction. God has a way of doing that. His ways are not our ways, as he says. So you've undoubtedly had these moments where you have this urging in one thing or direction or another that is contrary to your own nature. Similarly, I think bad guys get the same sort of direction from their leadership, quote unquote. Which is, you know, how else do you explain these obscure writings that we've discussed ad nauseum on this broadcast and others on this network? You would never read these people. I would never read these people. Yet somehow these writings are all assembled. A lot of it is weird, you know, esoteric stuff that just gives you a headache to even look at it. The externalization of the hierarchy is one of those. Can't stand even saying the title. But I think, you know, they get urgings from their leadership, so to speak. Direction from their leadership. And I have mentioned it before, but I'm inclined to mention, remember the movie Fallen back in 1998, Denzel Washington and this character known as Azazel. And it's a sort of logical fallacy conflating the murderer as Azazel. It's these possessed people. They're possessed. So how does that happen? Is this a real thing? And then from there, you know, we could go down lots of rabbit holes. We could get into the technology in general, this digital age, the scrying mirrors that are all around us. At some point, maybe I'll do an expose on how the technology world just seems to adore Satan. Its naming conventions pay homage to the devil everywhere, which is just very odd to me and in ways disturbing and unsettling. But you know, there are those kinds of examples. There are many others. Why do that? You know, and if the Bible is not real, the God of the Bible is not real, then why the hysterical antagonism? Why do Masons say that you have to in order to be a Mason, you have to be monotheistic. We don't care which mono, just or but you know, you have to be monotheistic. So then why? And why not specific? And why does it end up being that, you know, according to the grand, you know, commander of Scottish Rite Freemasonry, who wrote the book, you know, his Masonic tome, Morals and Dogma, Albert Pike, it's Lucifer, the god of Freemasonry. And, you know, you can see that all through the esoteric writings of the top leadership. So why? So there is strong evidence, physical evidence that we can see with our physical eyes of this battle that we cannot see, that is sort of shaping events in this physical world that we experience. And, you know, Fallen is a sort of theatrical portrayal of that in one sense, in my opinion. So Romans chapter 1 tells us we're all without excuse. It's in our hearts. But how does this change? I mean, we could talk about these stories. Like I said, I could go on and on. I have before. The FBI is a corrupt organization. Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Trevor Aronson, the FBI is responsible for more terrorism plots in the United States than any other organization. If that is a true statement, more than Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, and Islamic State combined, go down the street and say, you know what? A leading expert just identified one organization that's responsible for more terrorism plots than Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, and the Islamic State combined. And before you say anything else, just say, what do you think, Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so? Should we start to work fervently to eradicate that organization? Should we bomb them into oblivion? Everybody will undoubtedly say yes, unequivocally. Absolutely. Get rid of it. Wipe it off the face of the earth. Imagine their astonishment when you say, well, it's the FBI. And its kissing cousin is the CIA. Kissing cousins is weird. Who comes up with a phrase like that? Trevor Aronson, he makes this bold claim, but then he says moments later, I've spent years. It's not like he's just being hyperbolic. I've spent years pouring through the case files of terrorism prosecutions in the United States, and I've come to the conclusion after exhaustive research, basically, that the FBI is much better at creating terrorists than it is at catching terrorists. Does it matter? Does it change anything? Apparently not. Why? Because we suffer from a spiritual sickness. It's a spiritual condition, really. Can we just be honest? If we're going to forego religion, and specifically the Bible and the God of the Bible, then we might as well forego morality and virtue. And the reason I mentioned Romans 1 as an example is because you can read where that leads to. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. Sounds kind of familiar. And their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise. Technocrats, philosopher kings, which also hearkens to 1 Corinthians 1. He raises up the things that are not to confound the things that are, the base things, over the wise things. Why? So that no man may boast. If you're going to boast, you boast in him. Boast in God. Boast in the Lord. And he gets all credit and honor and glory. Anyway, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Is that what Boston Dynamics is doing? At all? Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And then it just goes downhill from there. Sound like America? What is the behavior of these folks like? How is their character? What happens next? Does it sound familiar? We'll talk more. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't.
Welcome back. So, what happens? Romans chapter 1. You know, there's a lot that we could talk about. Like I said, I mean, I mentioned some of the stories that are on republicbroadcasting.org right now, but how does it change? What changes things? Where are we? What's happening? You read the protocols, you read, you know, communist rules or whatever, and you see what's been happening. I mentioned Newt Menow's remark from 1961 earlier this week, you know, television is a vast wasteland. That was 1961. And one of the other anecdotal asides, one of the little trivial facts I've neglected to mention about Newt Menow, apparently the SS Minnow on Gilligan's Island was named after him. Whatever. Useless fun fact. But what happened? So Romans chapter 1, because they knew God, but they did not honor him as God or give thanks, they became vain in their imaginations and their foolish heart was darkened. That's a sort of commingling of the NASB and King James. But professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Then God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And it's just this downward spiral. No, we know what we're doing. Vain. It starts there, doesn't it? Vain. That's one of the seven deadly sins, but you know, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. They became vain in their imaginations. Now, I got it. I got it. I'm good. Man, I hate that expression. I loathe it. It makes my skin crawl. I'm good. Really? Can't stand it. It's so guttural and banal and foolish, quite frankly. In most contexts, you know, I'm sure there are exceptions to that. You know, you always get in trouble when you make generalizations like that. Next thing you know, somebody's, you know. Anyway, I will clean this up. I promise I will finish at the top of the second hour. We'll open up the phone lines. You have comments on this? I'd be curious to hear what they are. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.